not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
And welcome to it. It is a Friday end of week installment of
Not Necessarily the News.
Where, man, that took a long time to buffer for the Hank Facebook Live. Sorry about that. They missed the theme song.
Oh, no.
That's why you got to tune
sorry.
In. You got to tune in.
Well, but they can sing along.
Hanksters, took a minute, but here we are. The finest of technology. I'm sure our link up to Cortina in Italy is going to work stunningly at 7:47 later. Speaking of,
let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know.
Well, yes, it is opening ceremonies out there in Milan, Cortina. The reason they're doing that, by the way, it's not just the Milan Olympics or one of, they're doing it in two different locations, and Cortina seems to be the snow-covered hamlet that's where all the downhillers and all the skiing is going to happen. Mm-hmm. So that's the second location. Sounds like that's the place to be. And, of course, the opening ceremonies are tonight. Snoop Dogg's already over there doing his thing. Yes, no medals have been won, even though they started some of the events with curling and things. But no medals. But once they do, it's always fun to know how much would they be if you just melted them down and sold them for scrap. Well, you know, because they don't get rich, Olympians, you know,
no,
a lot of them.
It's about the glory.
Though
and
I can
the
tell
honor.
You from watching some of the snowboarding action, they come from rich families, some of them.
Yeah, because you know what? The training, even just for the Junior Olympics, is insane.
Like every third kid was named Tucker. Gold medals, you'll get about $2,300 each for that.
What?
Yeah. Just the outer layer, though, is gold.
Mm. What?
The rest actually is nougat. A lot of people will tell you that.
That sounds good.
Silver medals. Well, silver's dropped back down a bit, but they hit an all-time high last week, so it's time to unload those if you come in second. $1,400. And then for a bronze medal, $5.60. And they're actually made of copper, not bronze. So all the
racket are you running over there?
I wonder if we, as a company, for stopping all the penny production, just sold the copper to the other parts of the world because that's what they're doing. So, yeah. So if you win a bronze medal and melt it down, you might have enough for, I don't know, like a Big Mac. So go Team USA.
You should call Mr. Olympia on this. Where are you, Arnold? More big action out of the Olympics as Lindsey Vonn. Set to compete with that shattered ACL.
I don't know how she's going to do this.
Did you hear that?
I
Nobody
have no
knows.
No clues.
She's 41.
I don't think she knows how.
She was airlifted out last week for crying out loud.
Man.
Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart going to be on hand for the festivities. But let's not forget that play by play action from Johnny Ware and Tara Lipinski. Their inside is great, but the fashion even better. Figure Skater says they take about 20 suitcases between them and figure out how to best complement each other's outfits.
Whereas the Olympics, Johnny and I just go full sparkle.
Ooh,
and we match and we talk about colors. And then we bring everything and we have these wardrobe racks in our room. And we then open up all of these suitcases and mix and match and decide what we're going to do each day.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I do the same thing before every single show.
Yeah, we're very coordinated.
You and I, yeah, we source our materials beforehand and then we color match.
By the way, the women's short program is going on right now.
Well, that's rude to call them that.
Everything is streaming on Peacock.
Olympians are usually tiny folks.
Well, I know. They're like the Flyers.
Go get them out there.
That's
the coverage of the downhill. We will go to Milan, Cortina, Italy. 7:47 on the hotline with our special Olympic correspondent. And if you're Italian, you're going to love that. Also going on this weekend, as we mentioned, the Super Bowl. And the Seattle Seahawks are favored to win Super Bowl LX against the New England Patriots. Betting lines right now has them as 4.5-point favorites to win. I don't understand what any of this other betting stuff means.
The over-under.
But last night it was the NFL Honors, and I tried to watch some of that, but it was a horrible program. But nonetheless, North Texan kid, Matthew Stafford, quarterback of the LA Rams, your MVP of the year. And no other Dallas Cowboy was mentioned the rest of the evening. Dak Prescott came in third for NFL Man of the Year. That went to a Philadelphia Eagle. Guy named Ed Callahan.
Burn!
Who I think sells transmissions over there on South Boulevard. Ed. But the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2026 was announced. Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Luke Kuechly, Adam Vinatieri, and Roger Craig. That means Jason Witten and Darren Woodson have been skipped once again for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. This, I believe, was Witten's first time up for it. But Woody, unfortunately, has been up for it several times, and it's looking like his odds are diminishing greatly.
So do I need to call Goodell for this? Is that who I call?
I think that would be fantastic.
I'm going to be
very busy today.
Oh, well.
So if you're looking for some new digs around the Metroplex, have we got a deal for you? That brand new house, actually an older house, but it has quite a pedigree, has just hit the market. Three bedrooms, two baths, 1,685 square feet to spread out, and it's where Post Malone grew up as a child. It's located in beautiful Grapevine, has an open concept floor plan, excellent flow, abundant natural light, new AC. All this can be yours for the low, low price of just $549,000.
Well, you got to have a place that has excellent flow.
Mm-hmm. It's probably close to a lot of tattoo studios, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, your kids might end up marked up if you go there. Sad to see that Pizza Hut announced yesterday that they will be closing within like the next couple of months about 250 of their nationwide locations. Underperforming locations, they say. And Yum Brands, the parent company of Pizza Hut, says that more may be on the way. And that is sad. Now, I can't honestly tell you the last time I've been inside to eat at a Pizza Hut.
That's usually what
But I
happens.
Can tell you that many books were read just so I could get the personal pan pizza back in the day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. They did even bring that back, actually, in recent years, but it turns out nobody reads books anymore anyway. So, R.I.P. Pizza Hut. They got out pizza.
So, Disneyland, they're feeling a little jealous of River Ranch over there, KB.
Well, they should. Uh-huh. River Ranch is exquisite.
I know. They're getting into the wedding game. With a little side of goth, they're offering weddings at the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland.
Oh.
You can bring up to 25 guests, exchange vows right on the steps. It includes an officiant, transportation, decor, and photography. It'll set you back about $25,000 to $40,000. But none of that hometown love.
Mm.
You probably won't get an 80-degree wedding day at the end of December.
I still think
Disneyland.
Everyone's invited.
See?
Let's all go. Let's all go. And if you have a fast pass, you get to be the bridesmaid. There you go.
With a bow on your butt.
In planetary news, turns out Jupiter's a bit smaller than we thought it was. And textbooks will need to be updated, they say, as new measurements shaved off about 5 miles off of what we thought was Jupiter's circumference. It's now around 89,000 miles wide. So go ahead, make your corrections, and go about it. See, Ozempic's getting everybody.
I didn't even know you could get it up there.
We mentioned this yesterday and why we can't have nice things. But the company that produced the honey that had to be recalled because it contained the drug Cialis in it, they officially apologized yesterday. Most notably, we knew there was a problem when Winnie the Pooh started to put pants on for the first time.
That's enough out of here.
Well, it's... I have another joke for it. I don't know if I could do it. It has to do with the 100-acre wood. That's where he's from!